Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm Pam Ressler, the founder of Stress Resources and a holistic nurse. For today's meditation, we'll be working with a type of meditation that's called loving kindness or compassion meditation. I also call it our own CPR for nurses, and I don't mean cardiopulmonary resuscitation, but compassion meditation, a place that we can start with compassion for self and then allow ourselves to be able to refill and refuel so we have enough compassion to extend to others. So the CPR in this meditation stands for compassion, an area of pain that we're feeling within ourselves that we're going to acknowledge, and how we're going to respond to that pain. So compassion, pain, response is our CPR. So allowing yourself to get into a comfortable posture, whatever feels comfortable for you today. Allowing yourself to silence your phone for a few minutes. Perhaps if you're in a room with a door, closing the door, so that you can really center on yourself for just a few minutes. And I'll be guiding you through this meditation, and you'll hear the ring of a bell or a chime to begin the meditation, and then at the end. So let's begin. So finding the breath first in our body. So we may feel it in the belly or it may be up in the chest. Let's try to bring it as low and slow as possible. And to do that, simply noticing the physical nature of the breath, allowing our in-breath to expand the belly gently like a balloon and the out-breath to gently deflate the same balloon. And simply noticing as we begin our meditation how it feels to be able to breathe. And then allowing ourselves to imagine a small child hurt or suffering, perhaps a child who falls down on the sidewalk in front of your house. Think of the words that you might say to that small child. Perhaps, are you hurt? How can I help? What do you need? Allowing ourselves to embody those same words for ourselves, those words of compassion. They're not words of judgment. Where do you hurt? What do you need? How may I help? And responding to those words of compassion by actually noticing within yourself an area of pain or suffering and placing your hand upon that place of the body. Perhaps it's busyness and we could place a hand on our head, or maybe we place the hand on our heart region. Maybe it's a different area in the body, but physically place a hand gently on that area so that your body knows that someone's listening and that someone is you. And then for our R, for our CPR, we're going to respond to that area of pain. So if you want to release the hand, place it back in the lap, we're going to respond by using these traditional words of loving kindness or metta meditation, allowing them to simply bathe over you. You don't need to repeat them out loud. You'll have my voice guiding you, but really try to embody these words as we work through this meditation. As I said, as nurses, we're often really good at giving compassion or care to others, but not as skilled with giving it to ourselves. So we always start with self in this type of meditation, and we work our way outward. So beginning with ourselves and the breath, finding that area within your body that needs to be refueled or refilled, that area of loving kindness that resides within us all, and breathing in oxygen to that area, rekindling the fire of compassion. And then I'm going to repeat these words of metta, of loving kindness, to simply bathe over you. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be as healthy as possible. May I be as healthy as possible. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from suffering. May I be at peace. May I be at peace. Taking a breath, allowing your loving kindness that's burning brightly within you to be extended outward to friends, loved ones, bringing their images to mind. May they be happy. May they be happy. May they be as healthy as possible. May they be as healthy as possible. May they be free from suffering. May they be free from suffering. May they be at peace. May they be at peace. Breathing in, refueling, rekindling that place of compassion that resides within you. And extending your loving kindness outward again, this time including neutral people in your life. People who perhaps we know by sight, but not by name. We don't know their stories. Perhaps they're those helpers in our lives that are rather invisible. But allowing ourselves to extend loving kindness to these important people, these neutral people in our lives. May they be happy. May they be happy. May they be as healthy as possible. May they be as healthy as possible. May they be free from suffering. May they be free from suffering. May they be at peace. May they be at peace. Taking another belly breath, allowing yourself to rekindle, refuel, and refill our space of compassion, of loving kindness within ourselves. This time, extending your loving kindness to difficult people in your life. Perhaps people you've had conflict with or anger towards. Understanding that the conflict doesn't need to be resolved. It doesn't need to be reciprocated, that loving kindness may not come back to you. But allowing yourself simply to let go, to extend loving kindness to difficult people in your life, to these humans that we don't know their entire story. We don't expect complete resolution, but we're still sending out loving kindness. May they be happy. May they be happy. May they be as healthy as possible. May they be as healthy as possible. May they be free from suffering. May they be free from suffering. May they be at peace. May they be at peace. Taking a belly breath in, refueling by breathing in oxygen, allowing that to make that flame of compassion burn a little brighter within you. And extending our loving kindness outward to include all living things, all living beings. May we be happy. May we be happy. May we be as healthy as possible. May we be as healthy as possible. May we be free from suffering. May we be free from suffering. May we live in peace. May we live in peace. Taking a belly breath in as we come to the end of this meditation, refilling and refueling your loving kindness and your compassion. Thank you for joining me today and showing up for yourself. Have a great day.